for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where excellent starts from Rocker and Leiter. Enough to kind of let you overlook a crucial series loss to Seattle. We've got some other stuff to update with you. Ladd McConkey and Leonard Williams are the first two players on the top 100. Ladd McConkey 100, Leonard Williams 99, because that's how a countdown works.
Oh, okay.
So I thought I'd clarify that for you. And also, Alec, do you have news from us about the Dallas Mavericks? Because it sounds like the player we talked about last week, and we actually talked with Mike Curtis about this last week, and now I believe it's Mike Curtis who has the news for us.
Yeah, so we started hearing the rumblings over the past few days about D'Angelo Russell and the connections to the Dallas Mavericks there, with the mid-level exception being opened up because of the Daniel Gafford extension and whatnot. But he has followed up to all of the reporting that we heard over the weekend and said that he has heard from a team source that the Mavs are expected to come to an agreement with former All-Star guard D'Angelo Russell on a two-year contract once free agency opens up later today.
So you hope that you get the kind of two-year window of D'Angelo Russell before this past season. This past season, bouncing between the Lakers and the Nets, it was terrible.
Yeah, it was.
But
and I don't, how much of that do you blame on him? Half?
Yeah, that's probably fair, because like his career obviously has been marked by a lot of inconsistency.
Yes,
especially for somebody who was picked so high in the draft. I think he was second, maybe third, but I think second. If you go back to his last partial year in Minnesota that he jumped on with the Lakers, and then the full year that he had with the Lakers, 23-24, he was looking really good from three-point range. And he had kind of built that up over the seasons before he had another drop-down season in his next to last season with Minnesota. So the hope is that he is a three-point sharpshooter who can bring you, solid playmaking ability or ability to handle the ball, probably is a better way to put it, in the stead of Kyrie. And when Kyrie's back, or Brandon Williams gets some time as well, that he'll kind of slide back for your second team offense.
Yeah, and I know we have a discussion about Cooper Flagg and handling the ball and some stuff like that on Slate, but
we can shift that to now if you want.
I have a couple things on the Leiter and Rocker. We can get to them, but
okay.
I like D'Angelo Russell. I thought he was going to be a superstar out of Ohio State.
Right.
I was like, man, this guy, he's got something special. He's got one of those qualities. And it just didn't develop into what, and his inconsistency was the problem.
Inconsistency is a great word for him.
I feel though, it's tough to say this. I don't think he has to do much here. He's surrounded by a lot of very talented big men, and they're going to play tough defense. One of the knocks on him is he is a liability at times on defense.
Fair.
But doesn't he just have to be a good facilitator and make good decisions?
He's not being brought in for your defense. And look,
he makes some dumb decisions.
Agreed.
Too. But he's got one of the smartest basketball minds to discuss things with and learn from. So I think that's in play there.
And look, Brandon Williams is going to get some run.
I hope so.
On this as well.
He was a blast, dude.
I don't want people to think we're dismissing him.
Kid brought him up immediately.
Yeah, we asked Jason Kidd about that. We've talked about that. But I just don't think they're like, hey, we're going to put Brandon Williams in there to lead the way, sink or swim, for at least 3 months of the season. Like, that just doesn't feel like a viable option. Can he build up for that? Absolutely. But right now, that doesn't feel like a viable option. So I would imagine that even Exum would get some run out there, but Russell Williams, Exum.
I saw a story that said Exum would be the one cast out after this.
I don't know about that because they seem to really enjoy his defense, but
I don't. I think maybe you're right. I think it's roster that situation. I don't know how rosters work though, Kevin.
Yeah, because so. I'm gonna have to double check. I thought he had one more year, but maybe he does not.
Yeah.
But that could be, and that's a good situation if you're casting away players that you think are reasonably talented just because you don't have any room for them anymore.
I think you're dead on about that. Whenever you're at that stage, you've done something right with your roster where you're very good up top.
Yeah, he does not have an option.
I think the idea
could be out.
If Russell signs, that would be the 15th spot, and that would be taken up, and it could be Exum that would be the odd man.
Yeah, that makes sense. I really did think there was an option that was going to be picked up, but there is not. And so,
would you be upset then if Russell was signed and you had to lose Exum in free agency, or? It feels like the Russell deal's done.
Yeah.
Something fell through, and then you lost out on Exum as well because he decided to go somewhere else in free agency.
No, just because, like, it looks like a philosophical decision that you're going to have to make along the way. Like, I know, and this is what everybody goes back to, and I understand why, about Luka didn't play a whole lot of defense. Yeah. And that was the knock against him. Well, you know what? If you're subbing out Dante Exum for some more time for like people like Jaden Hardy, well, clearly you're not making a defense first decision anyway. I'm curious about the run for Max Christie as well, because this is a player that obviously they care about. And so maybe moving on from Exum and using Russell the way that I think we anticipate that they're going to use him makes a lot of sense. But I mean, getting him for $6 million, I can live with that. And from the 817, for people who are like, you want to get rid of Omax and Hardy, they would be valuable trade pieces. So, like, if the LeBron thing came to fruition, I think that those are pieces that you would use in there. All right. So you were fascinated by Cooper Flagg. And something that Jason Kidd said on Friday, and we talked about this on Friday, but we haven't got a chance to get your take on it. The other thing I need you to hear at some point is Eric Chiafalo's take on imitating Jason Kidd when he said that.
Is it good?
It's not bad. It is not bad at all.
Okay. All right. I need to hear it.
All right.
Is he going to be their Globe Life Field?
But we can still ask to hear it. All right. So what was it that stuck out to you from the Cooper Flagg press conference? I know everybody was there.
But I think when he looked down at Nico, that stuck out to everybody. And when Tim McMahon was talking, because there obviously Nico said, yeah, that's the MF right there.
Okay, hold on. So the
looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Reputation from the national media has been that he was side-eyed because he's like, yeah, how'd that go with Nico? But I like your philosophy that Nico told him ahead of time. It's like, there's this guy, Tim McMahon.
Once he gets up,
he's going to ask this BS negative question. And so, like,
And Cooper's in there goes, oh, that's the guy.
I am now intrigued that Cooper Fly is like, you know what, Nico? You're right. That was a BS negative question. Like, I'm really intrigued by that hypothesis.
This is that line from Jason Kidd where he's like, you know, I don't look at position. I want to put him at point guard during the summer. I like hearing. I want to make him uncomfortable and see how he reacts to being able to run the show. All right, he's a smart kid, smart player.
Yep.
Can do it. I don't know if you heard Scalabrini's rant on him, by the way. And when he's like, 10 years from now, everybody's going to look back and say Scalabrini said it before anybody else.
Yes. Hey. And I was like, I'll argue I said it at the same time, but I get you.
But so he's, you know, giving him this responsibility when he's not going to maybe have to do it this year. Like, he might not have to do it, but you run him through the gauntlet, give him a little practice at it, and he'll be better when he gets the ball in his hands during the season. Not necessarily to run the show.
Right.
But whenever he does have the ball in his hands, he knows what other people are supposed to do. That's important. You got to get these guys on the page of, I know what my point guard's supposed to be doing. How can I open up for him because of where he is? But I also, my question, we want to push, and I think he's going to respond to it in a positive way. My question is, I don't know how he's going to respond.
Yeah.
But because you never know how players respond whenever you're going to challenge them. They could shut down. They could do Ace Bailey. You know, like, they could just be like, I don't want to be there.
Hey, he showed up.
But you never know but I hope that he has everything we know about him. It seems like it's just going to be this tenacious approach to it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to figure out how to do it better than anybody. That just seems the way everything we've heard of him as a prospect and his mentality.
So I can't remember if it was Mike Curtis or Nick Angstadt that brought up a good point, that it was like, you're not going to see a whole lot of consistent press defense in the NBA.
Right.
Because one of my contentions was, I don't know about him like consistently bringing the ball up, but I feel perfectly fine with him operating the offense once you get past midcourt. And so then I was like, that's a fair point. Like, you're probably not going to see a lot of press. But I think once you get kind of in your half court setup, I feel perfectly fine with him running the offense on occasion, or like not being your main guy who's consistently doing it. He did that many, many times at Duke. And I feel like, personally, I know we're getting more
at Duke. You know this too. You're not saying it's any different, but obviously there aren't five elite players on the court
for sure
against him.
For sure.
But that also being said, there aren't five elite players right next to him either.
Yes.
They're all really good, but maybe not elite like he's the level he's playing at the NBA.
But that is very fair. And so for me, the biggest thing is you would love for him to be at the two, the three, or the four. Although we're also moving more and more into positionless basketball. And I saw somebody earlier saying he could be the big in certain areas. And that's probably true. I would be more sparing with that use.
Yeah, that's if you want to just go fast.
Yeah.
If you want to go fast, send out your small group and get after it. But the thing, when you have three dudes on the court that can run the show at one time instead of one, it opens up space. Now your bigs have more space. Now you have more room to run that two-man game because once I've given the... Maybe I came up with the ball. Maybe I have it right now. But the play was always for him to have the ball and make the last decision. And that's really that guy right there. Maybe Cooper Flagg doesn't have it at some point. But then it's Kyrie's ball with about 10 seconds left. And so it does add a lot of diversity in what your offense can be. And I think that's going to be a good thing. So he doesn't like music.
See, and again, I go back to Chiafalo. That felt like it was the tipping point for him. Ask Cooper Flagg what music he likes, and he said, I'm not really into music. And I remember that very vividly because they like even asked it in, you know, it felt like a welcoming way of like, is there anything you got on your playlist, like warming up? And like they asked besides just like general music.
I saw the Wings post a video the other day as all the players were coming in. They asked him, what's the last song you listened to before you got out of the car? And I thought that was, you know, that's a good fun thing right there. And every one of them had a song. You feel like Cooper's just showing up. He's riding in a quiet car. Like that's all I'm assuming now is he's driving in a quiet car. He's maybe listening to some sports talk radio, 105.3 sure. Fan. Maybe that's his thing. That's why he's not into music. You know?
Well, I like that.
But maybe that's the way that it goes.
All right. Well, let me tell you this. Here's another reason you don't have to care about any of that. Okay. Let's just jump right ahead and get into some of the nerd numbers. Box plus minus. All right. So that does a pretty good job of approximating the overall impact of a college basketball player.
All right.
All right. Regardless of age, Cooper Flagg's BPM is crazy at Duke. He had a plus 16.3. All right. You're like, hey, I have no context for what that means. Fair.
Yeah.
That was fifth out of 7,000 college players in the last 10 years. Of that entire group.
I was about to say, who were the top four?
Flagg, that's a good question. I need to check on that. Flagg was the youngest of the 7,000 players.
Wow.
So Cooper Flagg was the youngest of that entire group, and he had the fifth best box plus minus. All right, let's take it one step further. We talked about his improved three-point shooting. At Duke, he averaged 19.2 points per game, 38.5% of his three-pointers. All right, pretty good. The last 11 games of the regular season, from February through the end of the regular season, he shot 47.4% from three.
Oh, wow.
In the NCAA tournament, where they will, as you remember, collapse in the Final Four, he shot 50% from three.
Jeez.
So you can see how the season started, how it got better down the stretch, and how it got even better in the NCAA tournament. And that was those were the two biggest concerns. How does shooting improve and his ability to create his own shot? I think he showed a lot of ability to improve his shooting. Now creating your own shot at the next level, that is a challenge.
Kevin, would you like to know the rest of the list?
Kind of, yes.
This is single season.
Yes.
Box plus minus men since 2010, 2011.
Hey, okay, tell me.
Number five, Cooper Flagg.
That makes sense.
As Kevin said moments ago. Number four, Zach Edey.
Oh, that also makes sense. He was dominant in college.
Number three, Sendarius Thornwell. 2016-17, South Carolina.
I am not as familiar with that person.
Number two, Anthony Davis.
Okay, there you go.
And that's a 17. By the way, his BPM, 17.24.
Wow.
The number one at 20.10, Zion Williamson. Unfortunately.
Well, I mean, look. Unfortunately. So, number one pick, two-time college player of the year, and somebody I'm less familiar with, and then Cooper Flagg.
Zach Edey's in the top 12 twice.
He was amazing.
Yeah,
in college.
He was an amazing college player.
And, oh, by the way, he's already been better in the pros than I think some people predicted. They thought he'd kind of fall in like the Tyler Hansbrough category. Has not been the case. So I just wanted to throw all of that out there for folks who were curious about, like, forget the hype. Tell me about the player, Cooper Flagg.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.